Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Behind those warm and cozy nights at home, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People producing more U.S. natural gas, people building grid-scale solar capacity, people turning landfill waste gas into pipeline-quality renewable natural gas, and people delivering all of that power where it's needed. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
Everybody, welcome back to the Winner's Circle. I'm Derek Levasseur.
And I'm Cody Califieri.
And we are here with the fourth evicted house guest. Is it fourth? We got to get that right.
I'm fourth. I made it to day 30.
Hey, you made it to day 30, Whitney. So Whitney, if you don't know, we just started this podcast. It's called the Winner's Circle. And although you didn't win Big Brother, as we say to every house guest that comes on here, you're a winner. Because as you know now, it's very difficult to get on the show. And there are thousands of people who try to get on Big Brother and don't get the opportunity that you got. So the minute you got on the show, you became a winner. So congrats on that. I obviously wish it was under better circumstances that we were talking to you, but but you're here.
But I'm here. I still feel fortunate. Ideally, I would have made it further, but I honestly still feel very blessed and lucky to be here.
So. Whitney, you are 100% blessed and lucky to be there. It is a crazy casting process. Millions of people put in, and you're one of 16. It's a blessing that everybody gets to do this show. So it's awesome. You are a winner. You're a winner.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As long as you guys think so, that's all that matters. And me, and of course, I think so.
Cool. So we're going to jump right into it. And then we have a little bit of time. We'll talk a little bit about the game, but the first question, we kind of keep it similar. We just want to get everybody's answers. The evicted house guest. So first question is, what were your expectations before going into the house? And then now that you've been in there, you were in there for a pretty good amount of time. How are those expectations the same or how were they different?
Honestly, this might be a crappy answer, but my expectation was not to have any expectations. Oh. I knew that it was just going to be chaos. I knew that there'd be a lot of things that I wouldn't be able to predict. I knew that there'd be a lot of different personalities, and I can't really go in with a set gameplay because you really have to go off of the other people in the house in order to do so. So, it kind of went exactly how I thought, which would be chaos.
Yeah, I mean, this season, we've said it to every person that's been evicted. Your season has been gaming since the second everybody walked in the house. Like, there's been just an insane amount of gaming that's happened, which usually it takes a couple weeks. But this season has been wild.
It's been wild. I got that sense. So it's reassuring to hear that it wasn't just in my head.
No, it was crazy. It was crazy.
It's a crazy season. Did you, and there's no wrong answer here, but did you prep for the show beforehand or were you like a fan that had been watching for years?
I originally watched because I saw Brett on TikTok from season 20 and I was like, this guy's cute. Let me see what his show's about. So I originally watched season 20 and I fell in love. I've never really considered being on reality TV before. I would never do any sort of dating show. That's not my style. I wouldn't do anything. And then the second I saw this competition show, I was like, this is perfect. And then immediately after that, I started working backward, 19, 18, and like so on, and fell in love. And yeah, I was obsessed with it. So I started watching about 2 years ago, but now I've watched all the way through to season 8.
So you saw Big Brother competition show. You were like, Survivor, I don't want to go in the wilderness. So in a house sounds much better.
Have you seen me? Can you pick? No. There's no way. I don't think I would last 2 weeks. Survivor.
Well, the reason I asked you is because obviously, as you know, a lot of fans, big fandom for Big Brother, and there's a lot of potential house guests that are going to watch this interview and they're just like you. Yeah. They fell in love with the show. Now they want to go on. What advice would you have for them now that you've played? What advice for them would you have if they're lucky enough to be their future house guests, which, to be honest, someone watching this probably will be. So what would you say to them?
I would say be very observant and aware of your surroundings. Be very cautious and look for people creating close friendships and attempt to create your own friendships as early on as possible. I don't think having an alliance within the first couple of days is necessarily smart, because you really look at me. I aligned myself with freaking Frenchie and Brent, who turned out to be some of the hardest people to be around. And that's who I aligned myself in the very beginning. So I think don't trust too soon. Don't give out too many ideas in your gameplay too early, because that could be used against you. So yeah, be cautious and be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. Now, do you think that relationship that you had with Brent on the same team and with Frenchie, do you think that that played a part in your downfall almost?
Absolutely. I think that's a big reason why I wasn't approached to be in a part of an alliance, or one of the, I guess, bigger alliances that are formed now, was because people saw that I was aligned with Frenchie and with Brent, which I did end pretty early. And I even orchestrated Brent being evicted from the house. So I hope that made it clear that I didn't want to work with them. But yeah, I think that was a huge factor in my eviction.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll touch on that a little bit more, but next we want to get into, we like to have some fan questions. People post, we post on our Instagram. We have people reach out for some questions they like to ask. And so this one comes from @evan.conway. The Aces were so close to winning HOH this week. I'm assuming he means this past week that just happened. You guys were so close earlier to winning that HOH. If your team won, how do you think the week would have played out?
Completely different. We all threw that comp. I don't know if you guys saw that we threw it. I saw the man walk through the second tee. So we threw it because we honestly couldn't stand being around Brent any longer. If we had won, I think it would be completely different at this point. I think that may have not been the smartest decision on our part, and we let emotions get in the way of our gameplay. It's hard because things change day by day. So that was an entire week ago, which feels like a month in my head. I can't even remember who our biggest target would have been a week ago. Yeah. 'Cause all I can think about is who the biggest target is now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what would have happened, but it would obviously be very different.
Yeah. You know, and honestly, everyone we talk to, you know, even on our season, they always have those things where they go back and replay them, but you can't live with regret, right? You play the game the way you play it. And that's the way it works out. Okay, yep. Another one from Instagram. It's a little getting a little personal here, okay? This one's from Luisa, @luisa.casacone. Hope I'm saying her last name right. Probably not. We saw a little flirting between you and Xavier on the show. And I know that you got a little message from Aza at the end there, but her question is, was the flirtation with Xavier strictly strategy, or was it something more? Were you genuinely interested in him?
I would never flirt with somebody as a part of strategy. I feel like that's messing with somebody's emotions, and I would never attempt to do that. So it was absolutely like, even outside of having a little crush on X, as a person, I did enjoy him the most in the house. I think he has the most similar personality to my own, where we can be calm and be like mature, but also still be like fun and silly, where I love everybody in the house, but they can just be a lot. So it wasn't strategic whatsoever. I just really enjoy him as a person.
Well, just so you know,
we all love X.
Yeah, we love Xavier, but just so you know, from day one, Xavier was telling us, the fans, how much he was under no circumstance, no matter how beautiful the woman, he would not get in a showmance. And he repeated he was like, it's hard. It's hard, America, but I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I'm well aware. We had some in-depth conversations where he was like, because we slept in the boat room together the whole last week. I think we both knew that I was going home, wanted to spend more time together before that. And he had a point where he was like, I'm staying in this bed and you're staying on the far end of the room for a reason, because I don't want to be tempted to go over there and hug you late at night and like cuddle with you. Oh, and there were points where we like cuddled late at night and he'd be like, okay, it's my time to go. And he'd like get up and tuck me in and be like, okay,
self-control.
Yeah, big, it was a big very house. Conscious effort for neither of us to like get too involved with each other.
Probably a good
idea. Hopefully outside the house, we can have a date. Who knows?
Hey, there we go. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll
set that up. Get in his ear for me, okay?
You got you. that's awesome. Next question we have is, so obviously you're out of the house, big exhale, because it's nice to actually get out, take a breath of fresh air, but we're gonna need you to put your big brother hat back on and let us know which two people, if you would have won HOH this past week, if you would have been the HOH instead of Christian, who would you have nominated, the two people, and why would you have nominated them?
I knew that I wasn't a part of any of the big alliances, and I knew that there were going on. So I wouldn't have had that much time left in the game. And I was well aware of that. So I wanted to make the biggest moves possible in order to help other people go further. And I'm spiteful. So I wanted to get all these big people just for my own like well-being. So I would have targeted Christian, which means okay. I would have had him put him up against Alyssa in order for okay. Christian to go home. Or I would have targeted Derek X, which means I would have had to put up against Kylan up yeah. against him. So well, either Derek X or Christian would have been my targets.
Yeah. That would have been interesting because Derek X would have been on your team and you wouldn't have been able to nominate him this past
Which
week.
Which is why I would have had to.
Yeah. You had to go Christian. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Christian, I mean, he's just winning so many competitions. He's just winning a lot.
He has so much energy. He's like a puppy. He's just like, I don't
see. Were you outside when he did the backflips?
Maybe. I've seen him do a backflip. I don't know which time you're talking about.
He was doing like backflip burpees. He was like doing backflips into burpees. Oh,
yeah, and we had to tell him to chill or he's going to hurt himself. Yeah.
It was the most wild thing. I mean, I think the both of us have seen in a long time.
Yeah, he's crazy. I would have gone after him or Derek X.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been a bad move. We're going to give you, and again, you've had a lot of interviews, so you probably know a lot of this already, but we'll hit you with one more question and then we'll dive into some of the players in the house. You just talked about Christian. We've talked about Xavier, how everyone loves him. So I kind of think I know where you might go with this, but in your opinion, who do you think is in the best position to win the game? And the second part of that is, who would you like to see evicted next?
Who I would like to see evicted is different from who I think will be evicted. I honestly think that Brittany will be the next one evicted. And then I think Hannah might follow soon after that. Ideally, I would like to see Derek X or Christian evicted, but I don't see that happening, especially now that X is HOH. As far as the winners, I would love for Sarah Beth or X to be one of the winners. I think they could potentially be in a really good position with the way that they interact with the other house guests. I think they are playing a really good social game. I think they're capable of winning comps, and I think they're really intelligent people. But I did hear in a previous interview that Sarah Beth is being talked about as a possible target or nominee. So I hope that isn't the case.
Yes, Sarah Beth.
It really depends on who wins the age of which. Yep.
Cody, because you have a better connection today, why don't you hit him with the, again, you might know the alliances, Whitney, but hit him with it. You can carry that.
Yeah. So you heard about Julie kind of told you in your exit interview about the Royal Flush Alliance. Are you aware of any of the other alliances that have really been, you know, running through the house right now?
I am now aware of the Cookout that I guess was formed on day one. So I don't know how they're going strong forming an alliance so early, but those are the only two that I know about.
Okay. That's what we were going to get into because, you know, we had the situation, the Derek X thing was probably something that, you know, you felt some type of way about because it was inside of your alliance, but all the other, the members of the Cookout, they really, to us, they don't look like they're noticed by anyone. They're like completely under the radar.
I can see different connections. Like I can see Derek X and Oz have a close relationship, or I can see different people within that. But as far as a whole, I had no idea until today. Yeah. They're playing a good game as far as like playing.
They're the strongest alliance for sure.
Yeah.
You think they're the strongest alliance?
We think they are. Yeah. Because there's nobody that notices any of them next to each other.
Yeah. I think that's incredible. Yeah. I want to remember who all was in it.
It's
what's wild to me too.
It's Kylan, Azza, Tiffany, Xavier, Derek F, and Hannah.
Yeah, I hope they do well. I hope they can knock out the other alliance. I would love for Hannah to go far as well, but
she has the potential.
I'm excited to go back and watch everything.
She has the potential too.
Yeah. So it was clear Hannah wasn't going to go home. Hannah was on that alliance.
There was no way, in your defense, just so you know, there was nothing you could have said or done that was going to keep you in the house. You just didn't have the numbers. Mm-hmm. They were already.
I tried so hard, though. I hope that showed.
It's really tough when you have these alliances that are working together that just have, they're just completely under the radar. And they're doing a great job of not staying near each other, not being caught in rooms with each other. And we felt like the Royal Flush Alliance, although it may be something that's going strong right now, we could already see some cracks in that alliance because there's people outside of the alliance that are finding out about, you know, targets that are within it.
Yep.
And so I could see that blowing up pretty quickly.
And it's such a huge alliance too. Yeah. Like
that's when it becomes difficult.
There's no way. I see them imploding within like a week or two. I don't think it's going to be much longer before they start like attacking each other.
And so you said you see Brittany coming out of the house next.
Yeah, she's not in any alliance and she's already been on the block twice. And a lot of people like to make smaller moves and not target somebody who could potentially put them up next week. And mm-hmm. I don't think that they see her as a strong competitor, and she's already been on the block twice. Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't be getting like extra blood on their hands.
You sound like us. Yeah, that's what we were saying. That's what we said. You sound just like what we've been saying.
See, I see the game. I just can't do the game.
Well, that's a very tough game. We say this.
See, Whitney, that's honestly how it is. And you bring up a great point, which is it's always easy to watch the game and everyone's like, oh, I could do that. But getting in there, it's a whole different beast. But listen, there's going to be a lot more questions for you. Fans are going to want to talk to you directly. Where can they find you on social media? Here's your chance to plug everything. Although you guys already do that.
Makeup by Wit. Find Makeup by Wit on Instagram and on TikTok. Derek and Cody, if you don't follow me, I'm going to be very upset.
Okay.
good move. Follow me. Ask any questions. I will go live once I have time to spend with my kids first and catch up on our lost moments together. But then I'll start going live and hopefully talk to the fans.
Love that. The people, everybody's going to want to hear your perspective on the game. The fandom is great. So make sure you are getting on that social media, but not too much. Make sure you have that time with your kids first.
No, I'm not going to turn into a Brent. I'm sure he's living for the social media right now.
Uh-oh, shots fired.
Hey, well, we like Brent. I don't know. I try to stay off.
Do you? Yeah, do you?
I haven't been following him. I try to stay off of it. I'm watching the show, but social media, as you will see now that you're part of the alumni, it's a different beast. It's a different beast out mm-hmm. here. It's crazy.
Yeah. Enough. I'm going to take a break before I look on Twitter or Reddit or anything like that.
Good call.
I'm a little worried.
Good call. Yeah. Whitney, we appreciate you being on the Winner's Circle. It takes a lot of courage to go into that house. You did a great job. You made everyone at home proud. Remember that. You went there for yourself and your kids. And as long as you're happy with how you played, that's all that matters. But we appreciate your time, and we'll be talking to you on the outside. Welcome to the BB family.
I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Whit.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.